Bezras Hashem Yisbarich, the halacha topic from Daf Tzadivav that actually emerges from our sugya is a fascinating question. And that is, even if one has the custom to eat the brachts on Pesach, as was the custom for many, while many did not, is there a prohibition of eating gebrachts, particularly on the first day of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, or the first 2 days in Chutz La'aretz? Before we go on, of course, the minhag of gebrachts goes back, way back into time. We are not actually going to be discussing the fundamental shaila that some were choshesh, that something that was even already cooked and already baked, that it could still become chametz. The Noda Behuda felt very, very strongly that that is not correct. On the other hand, there were chassidim that had, going back generations and generations, they were extremely machmir on it. Just to get a sense of how deep the minhag is, my mother, may she be well, came from a home that was machmir in gebrachts. And even though my mother was born only 2 months before the outbreak of World War II, the minhagim of the shtetl are still very much, may she live v'arichas yomim and continue to pass off to her children and Bezer Hashem grandchildren, very much alive in her. And even though my father's custom, despite coming from Hasidim in his house, they had eaten gebrachts, she could never bring herself, my mother could never bring herself to actually cook gebrachts, because it was so deep in her blood, in her Polish shtetl blood, that she could never bring herself to cook gebrachts. And my father, being a fantastic father and husband, never was toveya, if you will, my mother to bake, even though he would himself dip the matzah in to soup. And certainly when my grandmother, Alei Hashalom, used to live by us, it went without saying, this is one of the basics, maybe we could even joke, one of the Aseres HaDibros of Pesach for the Hasidim was gebracht. And there are two different customs. My father would like to quote the Noda Behuda Lahalach, as well as say that the Noda Behuda, with a smile on his face and a twinkle in his eye, he would say that the Noda Behuda used to tell his Rebbetzin to put the Kneidlich in the window to be Mefarsim, like Pirsim Anesa Chanukah, that Kneidlich is Mutter. Whether something could become chametz after it's been already baked or not, that we will not get involved with. That has nothing to do with today's daf. But there is something fascinating in today's daf that Rav Sternbuch Shlita runs with and describes a minhag even in Lithuania that at times prohibited gebrachts. Our Gemara told us on the top of Tzadivav on the Beis that Pesach Ledoros is 7 days, the Isser Chametz, but Pesach Mitzrayim, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, had the Karban Pesach on the night of Tesvav, but also had an Isser of Chametz throughout the first day. The Beis Yosef in Simin Tuf Samach Beis points out that there were some who were machmir not to eat matzah ashira the entire first day of Pesach, and in Chutz La'aretz the first 2 days. The Beis Yosef concludes he's not sure what that minhag is based on, and therefore he rejects that minhag out of hand. However, if Sternbuch points out that this minhag might very well be based on a Lashon HaRambam, and was the minhag of Reb Chaim of Brisk, going back to the great Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, whose yard site is on these days on Sukkis, Reb Chaim Volozhiner's custom as well. And that is the following. Rav Sternbuch points out in Moadim Uzmanim Chelik Zayin Simen Kuf Ayin Hey that the Rambam's Lashon in Hilchas Chametz Perikei Halacha Chaf is Ubayoyim Arishon Aser Lalush Ulekatef Ela B'mayim Bilvad Lo Mishum Chametz El Kedei Shiyeh Lechem Oni Ubayoyim Arishon Bilvad Hu Shetzarech Zicharen Lechem Oni. We all know that we learned in the second parak that Matzah Ashira is prohibited for the Kiyum of Matzah, that you need Lechem Oni. The Magid Mishnah points out that when the Rambam presents this halacha, he presents it on the first day. The Magid Mishnah says that you have to say that the Rambam is lav dafki. He's talking about the night of Pesach, that you need lechem oni, and you can't have egg matzah on the first night. However, simple reading of the Rambam is he's talking about the entire first day. Why? Why the entire first day? Rav Sternbuch suggests that this is based on the notion that we want to remember that the Pesach Mitzrayim lasted for 1 day. And that is a mitzvah of Zikaron Lechem Oni that took place for Pesach Mitzrayim on the entire first day. That's what our Gemara was Mechadesh. And therefore, the Rambam is suggesting, Pshuto Kimashmo, that on the first day, not to eat Lechem Ashira. He says, and I was not aware of this, every day we learn something new, that Reb Chaim, and I was zochet to hear many of Reb Chaim's Minhagim through Rav Soloveitchik's Talmidim, but this I had not heard, that Reb Chaim was machmir not to eat knedlach on the first day for this reason, that he would only eat matzah on the first day in Eretz Yisrael. Reb Chaim wasn't zocha to live like us in Eretz Yisrael, but lived in Chutz Arts, and Chutz Arts for the first 2 days, because of the special halacha that on the first day, since Klal Yisrael, when they went out of Mitzrayim, only ate Lechem Oni, that's clear, they didn't have Matzah Ashira. We remember that Reb Chaim claimed by not eating Knedlach or Matzah Ashira for the first day of Pesach. Rav Sternbuch even found someone who goes further, that the Nemuki Yosef suggests that there's a kiyum of eating Lechem Oni in the newly printed Nemuki Yosef Sam Psachim Adaf Lamed Vav Menalf, all 7 days to eat Lechem Oni. However, based on our Gemara, and it seems to fit beautifully in the Rambam, maybe there is a position, one that is not well known, and that is that Knedlach would be Aser because of the Halacha of Lechem Oni, not because of Chametz, but because of Lechem Oni on the first day or two of Pesach. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Tzadivov.